Many economists accuse the Treasury of being creative in shuffling payments, but at least one analyst says this accounting trickery might actually work some magic on the real economy. Here's our business reporter, Michael Yander.
Wayne Swan will be hoping this year's budget makes history and doesn't make him history. On the first count, it appears he's succeeded.
This is a historic night to begin with. Essentially, we're talking here about a $46 billion improvement in the budget bottom line. That's approximately 3.1% of GDP.
That's Stephen Anthony, who runs the economic modelling firm Macroeconomics and spent around 7 years in Treasury and Finance. But he says unlike previous deficit reductions, Wayne Swan's taken a softly approach.
What he is doing is clamping down year after year, retarding the growth of spending, but not actually cutting spending.
But Stephen Anthony says, as in the fable, Mr. Swan's tortoise-like approach may ultimately put the budget on a more sustainable footing.
When we run his numbers in our structural budget model, we see an improvement in the budget bottom line over time. And in 12-13, we're talking about a structural deficit of around 2% of GDP, and that falls to about 1% of GDP by the 15-16 end of the forward estimates. So essentially, the Treasurer is incrementally achieving his objectives. You just have to be patient.
Economist Richard Dennis, who runs the Australia Institute think tank, says the government's been far too cautious.
There's some big missed opportunities here. There's the massive subsidies to the mining industry, the $2 billion for the diesel rebate for the mining industry. That could really make a difference for the disability insurance scheme. There's the $10 billion a year we give to the wealthiest 5% of people in tax concessions for superannuation. That could make a huge contribution for the Gonski education reforms.
Dr. Dennis says businesses from across the economy have paid for most of the government's new spending.
Most of the new promises that are in this budget have actually been funded by the decision to not go ahead with the company tax cuts. So while the story is taking from the miners and giving to everybody else, they seem to have forgotten to take from the miners.
The much vaunted loss carryback scheme for business that will cost the government $700 million over the next 4 years is dwarfed by the $4.75 billion saved by ditching the proposed company tax cuts. The government's also saved more than $2 billion by abandoning the standard income tax deduction and almost another billion by dropping a planned tax deduction for interest earnings. Richard Dennis says the cuts to promised programs will make people nervous about the new schemes announced this year.
One of the problems with this budget is that what we see is the government often starts things and doesn't finish them. That's a problem for those people banking on the disability scheme or the aged care funding.
The government's also achieving its surplus next financial year by bringing many payments forward to before July 1. One of the biggest of these is more than $1.1 billion worth of grants to local councils. But Stephen Anthony says the total is far higher.
We've got about $7 billion in one-off payments that were moved to the 11-12 year that aren't present in 12-13, so it improves the bottom line.
But intentionally or not, Stephen Anthony says the end of financial year cash splash may be a stroke of economic genius by buttering us up for the cuts to come later.
In this instance, when you're talking about such a large fiscal contraction, perhaps there's significant wisdom in what's occurring here. Around $7 billion of cash payments to families and to Australian businesses are being paid over the next month or so, getting out before the end of the financial year. And the point being to introduce an aggressive cash stimulus in advance of what is essentially largely a cyclical tightening of the economy, to sort of counteract the negatives.
But he warns despite Treasury's best efforts to juggle spending, the $1.5 billion surplus hangs by a thread.
We are running close to the wire here. There is no insurance policy for us. Because we fired the fiscal cannon back in 2008 and 2009, we now have to reload the fiscal cannon. That requires, 18 months to 2 years or more of fiscal rectitude.
When it comes to rating the budget overall, neither economist was overly impressed. Richard Dennis.
If the objective is to give a lot of money in the hope that some groups might vote for you, well, they've spent a lot and the polls will have to give them that grade. I don't know what the government's objective is in this budget, so it's hard to give them a grade. But from my point of view, it's probably only a B.
And Stephen Anthony's an even tougher marker.
I'd give the Treasurer a C. I think we're moving in the right direction. We're just doing it a little too slowly. That said, it should be a C+ because of the clever way macroeconomic policy is being realigned to help insulate the domestic economy and potentially that part of the economy that's growing slowest.
Hardly top marks for the man named World's Best Treasurer.